Shuriken and Rasaki.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Roots Reggae Reasoning Session. I am one of the hosts, Rasaki Maskani, and our other two hosts is Mashariki Ramey and Jen J. Dennis. This evening, I'm going to not introduce the guest, but I want to talk a little bit about him. Okay. Years ago, and I think it's late 80s, I saw this brother singing, and let me tell you, he was bringing it. This brother is an excellent vocalist, and he's been around, worked with many people. He's been around for years. So I appreciate him joining us this evening, and I'm about to pass it to my other host, Miss Jen J.
Rastafari. What a pleasure it is. And are you beloved Idrin this evening? In my house, we say
Rastafari.
And we are going to have the privilege of sitting in with Brethren Dakai this evening. He's going to tell us of all his wondrous and glorious musical adventures. What a privilege we have tonight. Sister Mashariki.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for once again joining us with Roots Reggae Reasoning Sessions. We have a wonderful guest tonight. We have Brother Dakai. I'm not going to say his whole name because we know him as Dakai. He is a very explosive live performer, a respected singer and songwriter and band leader. He's actually known for his smooth and soulful voice and wide musical range. He's toured the world extensively as an opening act with several groups that I'm sure he's going to share with us tonight. And he also was produced, one of the producers he had in the past is our very own Grammy Award winning Fabian Cook, who we interviewed not too long ago. So welcome, Dakai, to Roots Reggae Reasoning Sessions. Thank you so much for coming with us today and sharing your illustrious career in music. And if you don't mind at this time, if you could kind of like start off and give us a little bit of information on how you started, where are you from, and what led you to where you are now?
Well, I started off in Trinidad, Marabella. That's where I'm from. South Trinidad, Marabella, Trinidad and Tobago. I started off maybe like when I was like 12 years old. I was playing steel drums. That's what I used to do for. Then I had a friend called Jerry Batiste. Well, he's still around. He introduced me to a group which they had in Trinidad. In Marabella, they have called the Schuberts. It was a singing group. They were like five guys. Myself, Jerry, and one of the other guys who toured with me. He's still in Newfoundland. But anyway, after that extensive playing pan and thing, I joined a stage band which called Trovatos, which was led by Bush and Kelman. He's one of the greatest pan tuners they have in Trinidad right now. Well, he don't do it now because he's kind of elderly guy, and you know, but his name is Bush and Kelman. I was in his stage band called Trovatos. We left and we went to Newfoundland. That was in 1977.
Wow.
Newfoundland.
So when you started playing steel pan, were you a youth? Mm-hmm. Were you a teenager?
Yeah, well, I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And time I leave Trinidad, I was like 17 years. Mm-hmm. 17 years, I went to Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. And there we stayed there for about a year playing. And then from there, I went to New York. Then I went to Texas. And there where I formed Judah Star.
Ah.
Group called Judah Star.
And Judah Star, that was your group, right?
Yes. Yes.
And was that still steel pan, or were you playing instruments? Had you started playing reggae at that point, or?
Well, when I was in Singapore, I mean, Newfoundland. I was playing steel drum, and when I come up to the studio, I used to sing for the band. We had like proper steel drum and a bass player who plays bass and sing too. So I was singing with the band from there. But when I reached to Houston, when I formed Judas Star, I was the lead singer for Judas Star. As a matter of fact, let me show you, hold a minute. Let me show you what I look like. This is me in the band called Judas Star. This is me in them days. That
oh
was,
my gosh.
Whoa, face man.
Tender and young, huh? Tender and young.
Face man.
That's a 19, maybe 82 or somewhere like that, 82, 83. So that's the group I came to California with.
Okay.
Judas Star. From we came to California to do a show. This guy invited us to do a show. His name is Wayne Joseph. That's the guy who introduced us to California. And when we came here, we were so explosive that they didn't want us to leave. And we never leave till about a couple of years.
Wow.
From there, so the guys who came out here at that time never went back to Houston. We all stayed in California.
What year was that?
That was like 1988.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We all stayed in California, and we used to play all the venues, and you know we was, you know, perfect band. We wasn't missing nothing.
So Judas Star was a reggae band. Are you still mixing steel band?
No, well, straight reggae band. Okay. When I did the steel band, was straight reggae. I did.
Did you record with Judas?
Yes.
Star?
I record with Judas Star, which a song called Human Marketplace. As a matter of fact, I record that song over like a couple of years ago with Riff Raff, the guy who produced for Stephen Marley and those other guys. He produced that song called Human Marketplace.
Oh, okay.
I think you might have it there. It's called Human Marketplace. That's the last song I did a couple of years ago. I have a video for it, but the video isn't out yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Human Marketplace. So from there, I formed Detour Posse.
Mm-hmm. Whoa!
From Judas Star, Detour Posse. The Detour Posse that I joined, most of the guys, I don't think a couple of the guys, one of the guys died and thing, but that was with me and Lady D, her boyfriend, and next guy, Blair Sherrell. Those are guys that nobody really knew that are wrong. Some of them are wrong right now. That's the band I went to Singapore with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I went to Singapore for like 3 years with that Detour Posse. And from there, when I came back, some of the guys moved back to, one of the guys from New York, so he moved back to New York. And then I formed Detour Posse with the guys now who say they're Detour Posse. I formed with them, those rest of guys, and that's who I tour with, Barrington, Levy, and do all.
Okay, you're going fast now.
Yes, all the big festivals, uh-huh. Reggae on the River, and all those, you know, festivals.
So at that point, was Detour Posse was a backing band and also playing your own music?
Yes, that time we were more a band, and then after, people saw us and said, wow. And everybody wanted us to back them up or something, you know.
I think we do have Rashiki. Are you with us? Oh, I
yes,
guess
I am.
Okay, I think I sent you a Human Marketplace.
That's the first song I recorded in 1985 or somewhere there in Houston. Well, I recorded this. That's a different version. This version here you're gonna hear because okay. I add different lyrics to it and all. Okay. All I keep was the chorus.
Okay. Was the Human Marketplace, but you changed the lyrics.
Yeah, I changed some of it.
Okay. You with me, Rossiki?
Come on, Ross, give it to us.
I texted to you. I think he's... He was having a little computer troubles, and I think he was going to switch over to another computer, but I don't know if he completed that task yet. So once you got to LA and Detour Posse became the group, how did you meet all the different musicians that you ended up adding? Because they didn't come with you. Would you?
No. Well, listen. Well, when I had the band, what happened? One guy called me to do, like they needed a vocalist, so I went and do it. And when I sing, everybody like, man, we could form a band with you. You want us to play? Everybody wanted to play with me because, you know, my vocals and all them kind of thing. And I write all my songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
So you're a really good songwriter and composer.
Yes, yes. I write all my songs. Only song I have cover is Baby Come Back and Yearning for Your Love.
Okay.
That's the two cover songs I do. And I will do a couple of Bob Marley songs if I'm doing, you know, like a show, I'll do a Bob Marley song for the, you know what I mean?
I think we have, Rashiki has Human Marketplace, whatever the latest.
Yeah. That was produced by, that's what produced by Rita.
Set my people free, oh child.
Big praise on that.
Buying and selling, still going on. Jano, Babylon, Human Marketplace. No way to run.
No way.
I said this buying and selling, still going on.
Then all the noise from outside.
Babylon, Human Marketplace. No way to run. Jano, man must lose his faith. Got no goal. Stop. Remote control. Try to make a move, thinking he might lose. Mistakes are there to be made. I see behind your crinkling eyes. I see behind your flashing teeth. Yeah. DC, release these chains from our feet. Buying and selling, still going on. Jano, Babylon, Human Marketplace.
All right.
Yeah, that was produced by Riff Raff, they call him. In Jamaica, I did that at Bob Marley's studio at Tuff Gong.
I recorded at Tuff Gong
in Jamaica, yes.
And what year, do you remember what year that was that you originally released this?
That was 2014, 15, 16, 17. 2020, I think. Mm-hmm. Or 21.
Okay, re-release.
21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, 2021, I think. 21, 22, 23, 24, 20. Yeah.
Who were the members that made up Detour Posse?
Well, the last members of Detour Posse was myself, George. Yeah, George, Zebby, Blunt, and we had Jeremy on keyboards. Well, George on keyboard, Blunt.
Are we talking about George Hughes?
George Hughes, Stevie. The same guys who in Detour Posse now, those are the same guys.
Did George play in was it George an unknown band or something?
Yes.
Yeah, that's his father. He passed away. But
okay, so you Junior, got a son, Junior.
The son.
Oh, okay.
He plays with Ziggy Marley.
Right. Yes, right.
Yeah. Those were the guys in Detour Posse who joined me in Detour Posse and where we had the, you know, all the good things happening.
Mm-hmm. So when Detour Posse was first formed, was it specifically to be a backing band, or were you?
We were never a backing band. Mm-hmm. Never. We were a band do a recording, mm-hmm. and was trying to push the record and all them kind of thing. But then the backing came in, and that what threw everything out. Because everybody wanted money and everybody was making the money from backing other artists.
Okay.
So it wasn't me making the money, it was the the musicians making the money. So I was like out.
Okay.
Because some of the artists, for instance, Barrington Levy and them, who wanted to do their thing without having to pay extra for an ex-vocalist, for me to come and sing. So they would leave me out and say, okay, well, all we need is the band. We don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
And the band wanted money, so the band took that and leave me. So I'm out.
But it was your group, and when you stepped away, you just stepped away from the group and just...
Well, it was my group all the while playing, but after a while, it wasn't making much sense to me, because when they go on, I'm here. When they go on and do all the tours, I'm here. When they come back, it's me they're depending on to start working the clubs and all the little things. And after one of the gigs, I tell them, you know, I wasn't mad at nobody, and everybody want to make their money. You want to do this and do it. I said, listen, fellas, I don't think I could do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And blah, blah, blah. And you know what was the good thing about it? Nobody asked me why I'm leaving. Nobody. Up to this day, nobody asked me why. Nobody asked why you're leaving the group, because everybody know why.
They knew.
Yeah. So I said, nobody asked me why. Nobody wants to say, man, why are you sure? Because they didn't have no more picture of a future as a group, which mm-hmm. we could do.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden is the money. Let's make some money. And you know what I mean? There was a studying. It wasn't a love
mm-hmm.
to me. It was love for me. Mm-hmm. But it then wasn't love. It was more, you know, finance, which I can't blame them, because mm-hmm. everybody have a mouth to feed.
That's right.
You know?
I got a question for you, Doc Guy.
Yes, sir.
Doc Guy.
Who's that?
Go ahead.
So.
That sound like Marcia.
Okay. Well, I want this to kind of resonate.
Resonate. That's what I was
going to
say.
I want this to resonate.
Yes.
I want you to respond to this saying.
Yeah.
If money is the value, the human is devalued.
Yep.
Respond to that.
If money is what?
If money is the value, the human is devalued.
Well, I was here. Money, bro, some people will do anything for money, bro. As I say, money is root all evil. People will do, it's good and it's bad, but a lot of people will do more things for money than to help you, to say, well, look, you know what I mean? Then he's paying me this, but this is my brethren here, you know. Like Shaggy, for instance, when they wanted Shaggy to play with, by himself with all the rest of guys he had with him, he tell the record company he's not doing that. He's not leaving the guys who start up with him. That's what a friend or, you know, company, or if you're having something, that's what it is. But no, these guys was more into the you know, the finance, you know. So money is more than love. Let me put it so, for some people, money is more than love. You know, they want to make that sacrifice. You know, it's too much of a big sacrifice. You know, we have it now, let's grab it. You know, but on the long run, we could have been one of the biggest bands they have around, like Third World or one of them, because we had the music. We was all original music, you know, which we do it, you know, very well live. We were live. We wasn't no BS band to say, man, anywhere we go, people did love us. Where we play, Lighthouse, whatever we do, you know. We had good vocal, good background vocals. Everything was
tight.
The question... Yes. Doc Guy,
mm-hmm.
the question that I was going to ask is to have you talk about the album that you did record with Detour Posse. Talk about that album. Some of my favorite songs that you do are on that album.
Well,
who helped you record it? Where did it get recorded?
What's
it called?
That was recorded by Fabian Cook at Fabian Cook Studio. Fabian produced that. And some of the songs, one of the songs was produced by our keyboard player, Jeremy. And the next song was produced with Zebby. Somebody produced that song for him, and we put added to the album. But everything else was produced by Fabian. Some of the songs on the Dito Posse album was produced by Fabian. One of the songs was produced by Kevin, a friend of mine called Kevin.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop it right here.
Oh.
Margiel, I'd like your question. We weren't at that place yet. Before we get to that, can you tell us how long it was before you went to doing the album, if that was your first one, or how long it was where we were just gigging before they you made the decision or that you were going to walk away? Because that's kind of like where you were right then. What you said that you just kind of said people choose money over that. But during the time that you were with Detour Posse, you did do an album.
How long did you do that album? We did that album, I think, in 2004 or 2000, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. So we were like trying to promote the album. Like we were trying to promote like songs like Baby Come Back and, you know, which is, you know,
a cover song.
Yeah, which is a nice song to get you out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, do the touring and thing with the rest of guys then just, you know, as I said, the money they wanted to make. It wasn't about okay, let's do this stuff and let's get us working. No, it wasn't about that no more. That was out the window.
So the Baby Come Back, was that the song that was produced by Fabian?
That was produced by Fabian.
Okay. I think Rasha Key has it up now. We'll listen.
Yeah, well, that's the video. I did that video. Me and Wayne do that. My brethren Wayne, some of those clips. We did that on the beach right here in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
With my camera. We all that with my phone, but same phone here.
Okay.
Then I got it produced by somebody online.
Mm-hmm.
The video.
You hired a company, somebody that was you could just easily pick up.
All my money going all of the time. Doing anything just to get you out of my mind. When the morning comes, I'm right back where we started again. Trying to forget you is just a waste of time.
Baby, come back. Any kind of move could have seen. There was something in everything about you. Baby, come back.
That's me in Singapore. In Israel.
I was wrong, but I just can't live without you.
All in love, we were the mass of false bravado. Trying to keep up a smile that hides the tears. And as the sun goes down, I can't discount it feeling again. Oh, I wish to God that you were here.
Come back.
That was a very nice song. Great rendition, too.
Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And once that was released, and that was on the album that you were just mentioning?
Yeah, but that video only released maybe last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I just did that video last year. Okay. Yeah.
So when it was, the music was released, the video wasn't available.
No.
That guy was still together.
That song released since like 2006 or somewhere there.
Was Detour Posse still working together in 2000?
No, I wasn't with them that time. I had already left the group, I think. Was it, boy? Yeah, I think so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out of that group for about maybe like 15 years, I'm sure, or more.
And since you left that group, what did you do? Because
I do a lot of shows since I left in Houston and some festivals. I did a record record Human Marketplace over a record the next song called I Will Follow Jah. Mm-hmm. Then in Israel, I record the next song, I do Let's Stay Together. I record about 6-7 other songs, singles since that.
Just under your name, Daka I? Or
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Then I have a song with Mikey Banton called Hey Boo, mm-hmm. which was done by Kevin too. Mm-hmm. He produced that. Kevin Brown. Yeah.
At what point did you have a group, Martial Law?
Yes, Martial Law. That's what I do most of my shows here with.
Now.
Like I had a show August 8th at the Piazza, which sold out. I do the Martial Law band. Then I had a private concert with some big people, which I did the Martial Law band. I played at Winston's in San Diego with the Martial Law band, mm-hmm. So that's what I'm with right now, the Martial Law band. That's what we want to do.
So you did a lot of traveling. You went to the Asia and different places in the world. When was that with Martial Law? Was that you with a different group, or were you?
When I went to Singapore, Singapore was Detour Posse, mm-hmm. but my Detour Posse, not with the guys I have here, mm-hmm. not with the guys who are the
Seven now.
Yeah, what wasn't them? That's the band I went to Singapore. When I went to Israel, I was in Israel. That's where I see singing Baby Come Back in that yellow jacket. Mm-hmm. That's in Israel.
Mm-hmm. And what years was this during that time?
Israel was 2014, I think. 14, mm-hmm. 15, 16, 14 and 10. No, that was 2016, 17.
And then Singapore?
24. Singapore was in the 90s. That was 94, 96, or 98, I think.
So were you traveling like on a yearly basis out of the country performing?
Yeah. Well, I used to go to Singapore for 4 months. Mm-hmm. 4 months a year. We leave in September, October, and we spend Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm. And you took your group with you on that?
Yeah. Well, I took the old Detour Posse there, but none of those guys who... Mm-hmm. So I took those guys to thing. But when I went to Israel, I had a band in Israel. They had a band that accompanied me in Israel.
So you just had to show up.
I just had to show up.
And what you like? How did they learn your music? Did you send them?
They're very, very, very good band. Very good, very good.
Did you have to work with charts or tracks or? Musical tracks?
No. They play. I had about 10 musicians on stage.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. Two guitar player, bass, two keyboard, drums, percussion. It was excellent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I was there with...
Doing, cover songs or your originals? Or
originals. I have original music. I love cover songs, but I don't go nowhere to perform as an artist and do cover songs.
Okay.
I mean, if I go to a club where it's different thing, I will do my songs, but I will do cover. I'll do a couple of cover songs, but I'll do my original music.
But in Israel, was your original music? And did you sell albums? Did you sell music in Israel also?
I sell CDs. Mm-hmm. There. I still have CDs. Well, I only have like 10. Only about 10 more CDs. You know, which I might keep them because, you know.
Did you also work as a background vocalist with groups?
Yes. I do a couple of shows with Baraton Levy, like I went to St. Thomas, Barbados, and so certain place, I sing back home for them. When we back up, what's his name? At Bob Marley Day, I sing back home for certain artists. Mm-hmm.
So you could be on a show as a solo act and then come back and be a covering background vocals for some of the acts.
But that's what I used to do when we sing with Barrington Levy. I used to open the show. We might do like two or three songs, and then I will come back and sing background, you know.
And are you still doing that?
No. No. Okay. What I'm doing now is just myself, a band, and try and write some new music, which I will be doing shortly. I have some new music coming out pretty soon. And that's what I'm focusing on right now.
Is putting out your own music.
Yeah, putting it out, yeah.
And in the meantime, are you still doing... You're still working, though, right?
Yes. As long as you call me, I'm ready. I have a band, I have a full band that is ready anytime I call them, they're ready.
And this is Martial Law?
That's the Martial Law band, yes.
But normally, are you all playing any gigs at any clubs or anything in the area?
No. There's really no gigs in the... I really want to do shows. Like, I go and do a show. I have like an hour and like 2 hours of music, original music. So I could do a show. I could come out and do a show with my original music. And as I say, I'll do a couple of cover songs that people know, like a Bob Marley song or something. You know what I mean? But I am here to do, I want to do like shows, concerts. Something like that. I don't want to go in the club no more. I've done that for like 20 years and play for $50 and play three sets a night and thing. I don't want to. I'm too old for that.
I understand.
You know, I don't want to lose that kind of sleep. I want to focus on, you know, and creating something nice. But, you know what I mean? We could come out and listen. And, you know what I mean?
Do you get more offers overseas to do that? Or here, are you doing like contract gigs here?
Well, right now, I'm kind of stagnant because I really can't do the overseeing right now. But locally, it's hard to book. Not hard. It's, I don't know how to say it, but...
It's different. Well, I know things are different.
It's difficult. Just... It's a lot of people don't like you. People don't this. People don't that. You're that, you know. As a matter of fact, I could call the name because I know the foul. I was to do the Black History Month. They called me to do the Black History Month. I sent my everything okay. The promoter and them called me. The first thing the woman tell me, I don't think my husband will book you, you know. I wouldn't call her name. I say, why? I don't know, because they just don't. They just don't like me because I don't want to say I'm better than them. Whoever it is, I'm way better than them. So that's the reason why they don't like me. They don't want to put me on the show because the people who book in the show is artists themselves. And if they're not good like you, they don't want you to up them, which is so. Because when I played with Barrington Levy, I got that vibe. That's why I wasn't in the band. This guy who died, Warren Cardwell, he told me that personally. That's the reason why. It's not to say I was a better singer than Barrington, but I make the job hard. I make the job hard because when they go out there and I finish, you have to perform. You have to come better than me. So they didn't want that.
So you have to perform with a band in order to be seen and heard. You can't really depend on opening act, especially for that. And the business is a business, and it is very competitive. And
yes,
people got thin skin.
Yes. Plenty shows we did, and after we come off stage, the guys who's really open, like they said, man, they come back and say, man, you're all making my job hard. They tell us that. Could ask Dieter Posse. Every time we play a show and open somebody, they come and say, guys, you're making my job hard. You know, because we go out there to play. And as a matter of fact, you know, one engineer told me, said, Dark Eyeball, you wouldn't last long with these guys. I'm not saying you're better than them, but you're an excellent singer. And when you open for these guys, they don't want somebody like you open for them.
You're a hard act to follow.
Yes, they don't want somebody like me open for them. So that would keep me out of the opening act game for somebody, for really Barrington, who these guys used to play for. You know, they could, you know. I ain't I ain't lying on them. It's true. I'm speaking the truth.
And so knowing that now, that means you have to hustle more or have representation to hustle for you to get your gig so you could do you.
Yeah, and I represent myself. I don't have nobody helping me with nothing. With nothing. All the people who I help and do things to, I don't want to say nothing, but it's all good because I'm not giving up, and I know I could, you know, yeah.
Do you work with AI, not in music, but in any other artistic way since AI?
Well,
you know,
right now that's what I'm doing. I'm getting some music. I'm producing the music with AI, but I'm going to the studio. I'm supposed to go to the studio with Michael Hyde. So we're going to take that and do it over live. Mm-hmm. What I got, if I like it, we do it over live. Mm-hmm. Like the rhythms, you know. Mm-hmm. We just do them over live. Mm-hmm. With my own lyrics. Yeah, I use my lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in particular that you would like to be doing or playing in a certain place here in the States or California or overseas that if you had it your way, that's what you would be doing?
Well, yeah, I love playing, so I would like to play anywhere that would accept the music and who would pay for it. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'll play anywhere that is, you know what I mean, feasible. Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, there's nothing that's, you know, planned or scheduled in the
There's nothing. I mean, there's nothing here. I've been trying to, like, reggae on the river. I send them my bio, reggae on the mountain. I send them that for 3-4 years. They never... I don't know what it is, because I know they hire artists who is not as good as me or worse. So I don't know if it's because of the money. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not in the link. I'm not in the, I don't know, the wolf pack or whatever pack they have. Mm-hmm. I'm just not in it. But, you know, I will try and fail, but I wouldn't fail to try.
For colleges, do you do colleges at all?
I have a question.
Yes.
How many years did you play out at the Lighthouse?
About 15. Yeah. You see, I played Lighthouse before Zebby and all those guys. I was playing there with Dieter Posse. Mm-hmm. I was playing there with Judas Starr. I was playing with me and, yeah, I played there with Judas Starr. That's how I started there. I started playing Lighthouse before those guys even know about the Lighthouse. I've been playing Lighthouse for over maybe 20, 25 years. When they start to play Lighthouse, they don't play Lighthouse for about 10 years.
Okay.
You know, so, I bring all those guys to the limelight. I could say that. I bring all those guys. Because they wasn't doing nothing until they joined me. Till they started to play with Dark Eye and Dieter Posse. That's when people start to notice, because we had a good band. We had something good going.
Yeah, man. The Lighthouse was, you know, yeah. I was steady, man. Everybody someday at the Lighthouse, man.
We ruled the Lighthouse. And what thing, I could say it now. They put me out of the Lighthouse for smoking weed. They said I smoked too much weed. Yes. Yeah. They banned me from the Lighthouse. The band used to play the Lighthouse with. That's how they started hire, like, Kitaka, because the Lighthouse didn't want me to come. They said, I'm smoking too much weed. That time, weed wasn't legal. No, look, weed legal. Here I am. Now they legalize it. But when I was there, you know, and I was a smoker, I'm still a smoker. So, you know. So I think those guys was mad at me because of that, too. Oh, you know, because that's how they make their money, the Lighthouse, and I wasn't there, so that's the thing, you know what I mean? It's a lot of petty things, but I have love. That's why I do it. I have a lot of love in my heart, so I don't worry, and, you know, I give nobody no problem, you know. They could never say, I call and do this. Look, they're using my thing, Dieter Posse. I never call one day and say, yo, why are you all using my name? I never call them and say nothing about it. To say, well, I want my name, I want this, I want this. I'm not that petty. Is a name. When I joined Dieter Posse, you know what the first thing The act was darker than the top of us. You hear what they said? Everybody come to me and say, man, we need to change the name of the band, Darker Than This. I say, okay, I don't care what you'll change it to as long as I'm singing. They take off Dark Eye and leave the top assy. They changed it to from Dark Eye to the top assy. And that was it. It never changed that. And I was still the singer of the band.
Yeah.
So it's all... I don't know if it's jealousy or I don't know what it is, bro. I don't know what it is with people. I don't know. But I don't have it in me, so that's why I suffer, I think, because I don't have it. I don't have that kind of thing. But when I'm done with you, I'm done, though. That's the thing about it.
So does anybody online with us have any questions for Doc I right now?
I do.
Who's that?
It's Marjol.
Oh, Marjol.
Oh, I'm proud of something.
Hold on. Marjol was one of the best person I had in my corner at one time.
Marjol, you're coming in and out.
Okay, Marjol, say what you have to say.
I'm driving, so I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, in two, I remember.
And Doc, I am still in your corner. You're not going nowhere, so behave yourself. But I'm calling to remind you that we did a wonderful thing in 2004 and 2005. You had a great idea about promoting a club in Huntington Beach.
Oh, okay.
Did that for almost 2 years. Can you tell them about that and what we did?
What club was that? I can't remember all them things now.
Cosmos.
Yes. Cosmos. That will be all with. And there the first time we recorded with Garth Dennis. I have a recording with Garth Dennis from Cosmos where we back him up. Yep.
What year was that?
22. What year was that, Mojo? That whole recording is online. The live thing is online. Yes. On Amazon. It's live on Amazon. Dito Posse live at Cosmos. That was Marjol bringing up. That was Marjol, me and Marjol thing. That went for about 2 years, eh?
That was good.
Yeah. That was excellent. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
Me and Ox Mojo. I don't know.
Oh, you can't remember.
2004 or 2005.
Wow.
Okay, so there was some sunshine there. But you know, it's a business, and there's no certain road or way or anything or how people are supposed to be or nothing.
I love it. I'm living my best life right now, so may I even worry about, you know, about the things what's thing, you know what I mean? I just want to live the best life I could.
So do you still go out with other people? I know you're working on you and doing your own.
Yes. I do. As a matter of fact, Sunday, Sunday is Jafet's birthday. He having a birthday thing in at the Ethiopian Club on Sunday, which he have a couple artists. So I might go there and do a couple songs for him with tracks. You know, 2-3 songs with have some artists and thing coming in and thing, but that's my good brethren, so I will go there. It's his birthday, it's Wayne's birthday. We're celebrating Wayne's birthday, his birthday. I think I have an ex friend, Maggie, it's her birthday too. I don't know if she will have come, but you know, if everybody could come, it will be wonderful.
Where is this?
It's called what a club name. It's in LA, Santa Monica. Wayne, what that place name? It's an Ethiopian restaurant. I wish Jafet was online, he could have talked about it.
Wayne, you're on mute. You have to unmute yourself, Wayne.
Huh?
Wayne
is talking, but he's muted. He has to unmute himself.
Unmute.
Oh. Wayne, unmute your thing, bro. You're an idiot boy or what?
Don't say that. He's still on mute, but he had two phones, so you're still on mute. Rashiki.
Hold on. Let me see if I could find that your faith.
No, change. He has to unmute, or Rashiki might be able to unmute him.
No, I could
not able to.
Okay, so he has to unmute himself.
If you go to Facebook and you Google Jafet, it will be on it. Hold on. I could do that while I'm on the phone too. Hold on a minute. I'll tell you the exact place. Jafet. Okay. It's called March 14th Utopia Bistro. It's on West Pico Boulevard, 5047 West Pico, Utopia Bistro. And there will be a live band, Jafet, Firestarter Movement, Ras Charlie, and Captain Abraham Torres' birthday, celebrating the birthday of Captain Abraham Torres. March, it's called March Bashment.
And it's on what date again?
It's Sunday the 14th.
This coming Sunday.
Yeah, this coming Sunday.
Okay.
But it starts at 4:20 and it go all night. They will have food on sale, doubles, roti, all kind of thing on sale. But it starts at 4, but they go until till. Start at 4:20 in the evening. So you can come early and get food and then, but it will be going till I don't know when.
What's the cover charge?
Just free.
Okay.
No cover charge, it's free.
Just pay for the food and the drinks.
Just pay for your food and your drinks.
And party. Is it your birthday also?
No, my birthday is June. I'm a Gemini. My birthday is June 19th.
Okay.
Like Mojo.
Okay.
Yep.
And on that particular one, since it's just kind of freestyle, whoever wants to, is there like a band, a set band, or just friends are coming in and playing?
Well, I think there's a set. I don't know much about the band. So I'm the kind of person, if I rehearse really with a band, I rather do my tracks. So I will take my tracks and take it. You know, if the band knows couple song, maybe a rhythm I could sing on, I will. But other than that, I will use my tracks because I know I wouldn't be making no mistake on my tracks.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So you don't get a chance, I mean, now that, you know, you're working on just your material, there isn't much traveling abroad as much as it used to be. That's a question.
Yeah, traveling abroad, it's kind of difficult to me because of my passport issue and them kind of thing. That's why I'm not really traveling right now.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'll be gone. Yeah.
And within the United States, do you do gigs anymore in Texas or anything like that?
Yes. Well, my last gig I had was in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That was last year. I had a show in Colorado in Telluride, which was excellent. Sold out. The whole place was packed. Sold out in Telluride. I might go back up there in June to Telluride.
Telluride?
Yeah, that's called, and what do you call it, please? Telluride, it's nice. It's cold like hell, but it's nice.
It's in Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
Colorado.
Okay. Tell you about
There's a couple other things about Doc Eye that he hasn't talked about, and Mashriki might not even know to ask him about. But in addition to being a musician, he's had other careers throughout his life, because sometimes when you're a musician, you got to do other stuff to make ends meet, right? We've all known about that. So Doc Eye was once a travel agent. Doc Eye was once a car salesman for Toyota. He did that very successfully. And Nissan, thank you. And Doc Eye actually was the travel agent who booked my very first ticket to Jamaica ever. So I thank him for that. I always credit you for that, Doc Eye.
Thank you.
Anyway, he's good at a lot of different things, and he's a great communicator.
I was a shirt designer. I could make shirts from scratch, just cut and sew. I did that for years. I had a store in Houston, which I used to sew clothes and thing, design shirts. That's what I used to do. That's what I grew up doing. As my own
seamstress. Yeah. That's your background.
Yeah.
Caleb. In Trinidad or here or both?
In Trinidad, at a store in Houston.
Oh.
People call and tell, that's what people know me as a, really as a tailor and a singer. In Trinidad, that's what they said, do.
Did you work with leather or just cotton? What type of material?
Well, leather, you have to have a certain machine for leather. Mm-hmm. Because ordinary machine cannot sew leather like that. Like if you have ordinary machine, you break up all your needles at every stitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. You break up all your needles. Yeah. I just got a machine about 2 weeks ago because I say I want to start back to sew, but for me though, you know, not for nobody.
Not for anybody else.
Yeah, just for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, you gotta wear a lot of different hats. So Margell, was that when you and Margell met first, when you booked a ticket for her, or you already knew her and you booked the ticket for her?
I think I didn't know Margell already. Was it Margell?
Yeah, we knew each other for a while before that occurred.
Yeah, yeah. With
We met at a studio in Long Beach called the Wild Adventure Studio.
Yes.
And it was run by two Belizean gentlemen named Cayetano and World.
And World.
Yeah.
And Mr. Finch.
And Mr. Finch. So.
And Mascal too. Mascal.
All right.
Yeah. That's where we met.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie Mascal.
Kylie Mascal. Okay.
Yeah, he was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but love is lovely. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad I'm still here to enjoy it and, you know what I mean, and give thanks to my African ancestors.
Rastafari.
Yeah. So give thanks to my ancestors in Africa, all them. Yeah.
Is Rastafari, you still with us?
African spirits. I survive. I'm here. And I'm, you know, can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask
you're healthy.
Yes.
And I think you have a slogan that you always say, and you're not tell them that one yet.
Huh? Health is wealth.
Slogan.
Health is wealth. Because okay. I go and walk out and post it every day. Not every day, like every other day I walk out. I go and just start back, you know. I've been doing that for a long time.
I got a song for you, Doc. Yeah.
Tell
it's
me.
It's called Health is Wealth.
No. Oh. I would love to do it though.
If you want it, it's my gift.
Okay, send it to me.
I will do.
Send it to me. Yep.
Master Ricky, you jamming, huh?
No, I was actually pulling up what I'd already pulled up because I sent you some other videos of Doc Eye, and I was trying to get you to maybe play a couple of more that we hadn't played yet.
I definitely have them, and they're ready to go.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Video. Jack Comfort.
Chariot in the Sky?
Yeah. Oh, I don't have a video for that. Oh, Chariot in the Sky, that was in a movie with Mario Van Peebles. The first song in the movie is Chariot in the Sky. It's called A Letter to Dad. That's the first song in the movie.
You want to hear it?
You can play Chariot in the Sky. Yep. That was it.
What a glorious day, I feel love for everyone. Come on and rejoice with me, your work has just begun. You must believe in yourself to fulfill all your dreams. And have some faith in Jah, no matter how things may seem. I fall on my knees to the Father, cause I made it through the night. Thank you also, John, for this wonderful life. We call it for love. Say we're going right. Father, please hear me as I cry. So many of the children that I is.
Wow.
Yep.
That was nice. How did that come about?
Chariot in the Sky. One night we were at rehearsal and we were playing some music and I start singing, "Oh, what a glorious day, I feel love for everyone, come on." And Zebby come in with the thing and saying, "Chariot in the Sky." So we take that as the chorus. So we're going, "Riding in a chariot and stop your crying." So I went home and write all the rest of the lyrics for the song.
And then how did Mario get to it?
Who?
Mario Van Peebles. This was for the movie.
What happened? They was doing this movie and Mario Van Peebles wrote a song for the movie. And they didn't like the song for some reason. And this friend called me and said, "That guy, you have any song that could, like spiritual or something?" I said, "Yes, take care of this guy." And the song fit exactly where that song, where they take out the song, and they do the video, and they was miming it, and the miming was exactly to the song.
Wow. Was that your first time having a song placed in a movie?
Yes, and I got paid too.
I was about to say you probably got a nice surprise financially.
Yeah, the first time it played, well, it played for Christmas on the religious channel because it's a religious guy who have this channel that he does. So if it play on that channel, I get paid.
Mm-hmm. So you probably are still every now and then getting a residual check or something?
Well, the last time I get money from that was like, I think like 5 years ago and was like $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was, yeah.
So it might be out of rotation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you place anything else after that or did you look to place any of your music?
No. This video here, I did this in Jamaica at my friend's house, Juta, where it start off. This is a Jack Comfort.
Okay.
That's all done in Jamaica.
Take a young boss slavery to be your own child long
ago. That's at my friend's house in Jamaica, yeah.
Now the wicked man is trying to put that back in chains. Someone will have to feel the pain. I'm not going back again, causing times of trouble. I pray to Jah. In times of trouble, Jah comfort me. In the morning, Jah
comfort. Oh.
Yeah, a little technical difficulty.
Yep.
So.
Really, hey, human, bro.
Hello.
Yes,
Terrence did.
Your music is fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Very,
thank
very
you. Give thanks. Give thanks, man.
You live in Los Angeles now?
Long Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Long Beach.
So I'm out here in the Antelope Valley. At an Air Force base. I work here at the base. I've been a musician all my life. But I was just in my office, left and went to a little dining hall. But, you know, it's just amazing how many people can do to hear some music like yours because they've got a lot of dumb, mean people here.
Yes.
You know, and very unthankful souls here. And it's just really disappointing to see these mean-spirited souls and to think that these people are potentially parents. I don't see how in the world they can be a role model to anybody, not to mention kids. So, but it's just I admire you for living in Long Beach. And I was very interested in the places that you've mentioned that you've been to, like Newfoundland, and the places overseas.
Singapore. I've been to India.
Wow.
I've been to New Delhi.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, well, very impressive. And I'm very sorry to hear about these other situations where you can't get the gigs because you sing so good. You know, that's too bad. That says a lot about the headline acts, to be honest with you. So, but you're really pretty impressive, because I spent a lot of time in England during my Air Force career. Yeah. So I went to a lot of reggae shows and groups, bands, and you know, and your stuff is really quality stuff, I'm telling
you.
So,
you know, I have some songs in me, like all, like I did other songs like "Yearning for Your Love," "Baby Come Back," all those American songs.
They were
well recorded, because Fabian Cook, excellent producer. That's the guy who produced The Lion King, who did The Lion King.
Nice.
That's the guy who produced my music, Fabian Cook.
Nice. Very good.
Michael Hyde.
So, well, thank you so much. You've been
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. Blessings.
Another song.
You took me on a trip for a weekend long. Oh, baby, you made love to each other. Something must be wrong. I don't know what it is, but I got to get to the bottom of this, so we can move along. Or maybe I'm really just not the one. Thank you for the joy you bring into my life. Thank you. I've learned to love again. Thank you. For the joy you bring into my life. Thank you. Put a sign on y'all.
Say, I've been searching for you for the longest while. Looking for you ever since that I was a child. Searching and searching while the year goes by. Got you in my arms, finally. That's a natural lie.
That's a show I did in Houston.
Friends.
I did
put together. Got this woman in my head. And she's gonna make me a man. That's why I say,
Thank you. For the joy you bring into my life. Thank you. I've learned to love again. Thank you. For the joy you bring into my life. Thank you. I've learned. Listen, what you.
That was very good.
Thank you. That's in Houston.
That's Houston.
That's when I now went to Houston. That's maybe the first show I did. I put a band together. We enjoyed a show in Houston.
Yeah, Doc. Yeah. That brings back memories of the late 80s and the early 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We used to have a great time at them shows. Mm-hmm. Man.
Yes. Yeah. I was just trying to get back out there, get some, you know, get somebody to help me do some, like, booking and them kind of thing. But I'm working on it.
Do you play any instruments?
No, really. I have a guitar which I know a couple chords, but I don't. The only thing about instrument, as you say, instrument, like I'm checking it. There's a lot of artists now who is good on instrument, like good bass player. But you know what they want to do? They want to sing, and they cannot. And they're not. You're better. If I'm a better guitar player than a singer, why would I want to sing?
Like,
you know what I mean? Why would I want to sing? I know I cannot play guitar good. Why would what? If I'm an excellent guitar player and a halfway singer, why would I want to put on my guitar to sing? And that's what a lot of that people is do now. Everybody want to be singers. Mm-hmm. And half of them is not, I could tell them, the half of them you could go and listen to. It worth going out and listen to them. It worth it. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be singers.
Now they want to be out front, you know.
Yeah, everybody want to be up front. I don't, you know, it's magic in the air. It's magic in the air. Everybody want to be up front. Everybody want to be seen and not heard. You know, but I leave it up to them. Mm-hmm. I stay in my corner. I stay in my corner.
You got something else for us, Rasha Key?
Yes. Was that Stevie on that cover?
Yes, yes.
I know. I thought that was Stevie. Yeah, I have that song.
You going to play it?
What Shirley song? Will. Surely will.
The goofs like Rocky, who the Wailing Souls, original member. Man, cut God, Dennis, where are they?
Oh, yeah. That's for that. Right, God, God Dennis. That's life.
Yes, pick up the tour passes.
Pick up God Dennis.
The message remains the same, okay? It's all about love, see? Here we go, guys. Sing along. Hey! One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel alright, yes. One love, one heart. Give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel alright, yes. Let's get together and feel alright, yes. Let them all fire silent, don't you realize? There is one question I'd really like to ask.
Oh, look at Sylvia also getting
back. Father, oh, princess, who have heard all my time, just to say so plainly.
That guy, were you on that?
Huh?
Were you a part of Dittor Posse then?
Yes, that's me there. That's Dittor Posse with me.
That's young you.
That's me and Module Club. Where there was that? Cosmos. That's where me and Module started that place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. That's yeah, you see the picture I have me, Stevie. Well, I look
got a different look.
Yeah, then I, people that make me out. The different look. Me, so Stevie, was, George, and Blunt.
That was young Doc Eye, huh?
Yeah.
That
was younger Doc Eye. You know what I mean? So,
Doc Eye, you want to hear a little bit of your song that I'm going to give you?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Go ahead, my Shariki, while I find it.
What you want? Oh, you want me to keep talking?
Yeah.
I wonder where to find it.
So when you're writing, Doc Eye, you just kind of hum to yourself, or you have something in your ear and you don't go to the music, you just go to record?
Yeah, well, I write on things that I like love songs.
I think we have one love song.
What is that?
Let me see. Ja Comfort? No, that's not a love
song.
That's not a love song.
I have maybe Let's Stay Together. I have Baby Come Back. I have you can play Baby Come Back if you have it.
You're done.
Let's Stay Together. Let's Stay Together. It's a kind of R&B kind of.
Did you write a
Yearning for Your Love is another good one.
Oh, you Yearning for Your Love too. I don't know if they have that.
Yearning for Your Love.
Which group is that?
Huh?
Is it just you as a solo artist, or which group is it?
That's with Dittor Posse. I recorded that song. That was Fabian Cook's song. So he produced that. He liked that song. So we did that song right ready for him. He liked that. He liked that song. And that song you used to play on. This guy have a radio station in what's his name? He used to play that song all the time. J. Man. This guy do me a good. He used to play that song all the time.
Everybody got this song.
Yearning for your love by that guy. Wow.
So did you all record it as Detour Posse?
Yes. Union for Your Love? Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't put it on my album. It wasn't on the album, but it's there. If you go to like Spotify or one of them, I think it's on Spotify, all of them too.
It's not on YouTube or anything.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you got
it's
it?
It's on Spotify.
I got it.
He got it. We do your yearning for your love. It's way different. You will hear what you do.
The time has come for us to stop messing around. Cause don't you know that I like having you around in my life. So many times I want to hold you so near. I want to say I love you softly in your ear. Oh, baby. Don't keep running.
Yes.
Boom, boom, boom. Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Health is wealth.
Health is wealth. Wow, it's after 7 already?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, can see me still? Dark on side.
They say that money makes the world go around, and many people gravitate to that sound. Of exchange, who controls the wealth is the winner of the game. Many suffer at their fate. This situation needs to change to a new state. An advanced mental capacity must emerge in this unnecessary fallacy, thinking that money is the answer. That's wrong, it's a form of cancer. The malicious handlers just use, take, and continue.
All right.
Yeah.
A little taste of it.
That's it.
So it's yours if you want it, Dr. I. That is a gift to me, to you from me.
Could you play that next song, Russia Key?
You sent it to me?
Yes.
Okay, talk while I get it.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Jinjay, Marjay?
Well, I say let's meet Sunday at the venue so we can see that guy perform live.
I'm not
yeah, I'm in for that. That's a good idea.
Okay. We'll roll up. So we can check that guy live and get a picture.
Rhodey.
Yes, man. May I come in Sunday, you know that guy?
Yeah.
May I come in on Sunday for come check the eye here?
I'm not hearing.
You can't hear.
I'm hearing it, but easy. I think my thing may be off, like my mic or.
We can hear you.
Not my mic, my
Your.
Let me get my headset.
Your speaker.
Yeah, my speaker. Let me see my headset.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look like him. You freeze up.
No, I can hear you now. I'm on my
earpiece. Now you're frozen. Yeah.
All right, Miss Say, me I come in on Sunday for come check the eye, you know.
Yes. Please do.
Mm-hmm. Long time in the city, I perform.
Yeah. Come true. Sunday gonna be nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we out. We good.
No, they will play a next music one.
Yeah, we're going to play another song.
But it looked like you froze up.
Yeah, you're frozen. You must be buffering.
All right. Okay. Yes.
Now you're back, yeah.
I'm back. But Wayne is so quiet.
This doesn't look like that guy, like another singer.
But it's, let me see what I sent you.
What's his song? What's the name of the song?
It's Detour Posse at the Savoy.
At the Savoy. No, that's not me. Okay. That's without, that's Kentucky and them. That's
okay, Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky and them. At the Savoy?
Uh-huh. No. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No. Not Nami.
Did you have any other ones left, Rasuki?
No.
Okay, that was the last one.
Anybody have any questions?
They maybe fall asleep.
I know, sleep.
No.
Lily, have a question?
No, I'm just enjoying the music. Conversation.
Okoshua, you have a question or a comment? Lovette, you have a question or a comment?
No, not really. The music I've really enjoyed, especially the ones that were not like original, like reggae tunes that I knew, like R&B tunes. It was just a really good vibe, so I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What about you, Ernest? Brother Ernest. I need to go pick up Ernest and come to that concert.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on down.
So the next time we see you will be on Sunday at the Utopia Bistro. At 5047 West Pico in Santa Monica.
Perfect.
Okay. And it starts at 4:20.
4:20.
It goes on,
yes.
It's free to get in, but there'll be food and drinks for sale, including Trinidadian food like roti.
Roti, yes.
Is that right? Doc Eye, you're on mute now. We don't hear you. You're on mute.
Beautiful view.
It is. He's way up.
Zanani, you don't have anything to say?
Is that it right there?
Okay, that's it right there. Utopia Bar and Lounge.
I have a picture of Doc I holding Zanani when she was probably two.
Can you share? Yeah. Are you not able to share, Margell?
You on mute, Doc I. Mute.
I can't share. I'm driving. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
okay. Still on mute. You still on mute, Doc I.
I don't think Doc
I. Doc I, you're on mute. We can't hear you.
I think you can unmute your phone. It might be the phone might be muted. Phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ernest, did you have a question?
Comment.
Comment. I don't know if Doc I can get.
No, not at this time. I'm just enjoying it. Okay. You know, the program and learning, because like I told you before, I'm still stuck in the Bob Marley and Peter Tosh and Bunny Livingston mold and Steel Pulse like that, the old timers. But the stuff he's doing here, like that album, that really sounded great. I'm gonna have to get that. So, mm-hmm.
So are you gonna join us on Sunday?
Sunday? I don't know what's going on Sunday. I missed it because I had like on Thursdays because my wife has full blown dementia and I'm her caregiver.
All right.
And we have a group that. Brother to brother group that meets on the second and the fourth Tuesday of the month. So I had a meeting with them. I had to run it from like 6 to about, well, we just got done to 7:30. So I kind of missed out here.
No, that's okay.
And then one of my members, I think I'm going to give him the website because when I started talking about the reggae music and I was a Bob fan, he said, so am I. He's the leader of the group. He wants to join up. So I'm going to give him the website. He'll probably be coming on the next time.
Doc I is forward.
And what we were sharing was that Doc I is going to be performing on Sunday at a Ethiopian restaurant in Santa Monica. And so we were saying we were going to meet up there. And it's free. There's no cover charge.
Yeah,
you have food and drinks, and you pay for food and drinks, and it starts at 4:20, and it just goes until. So that's what we were asking about, and I can say the address again, if you like, or
try to get because I might be able to make because I think my grandson's coming home tomorrow. From, University of San Francisco, they start vacation, so I might can
spring break.
I might can get a babysitter. What was the address at?
It's called Utopia Bistro.
Yeah, Utopia Bistro.
Utopia, U T O P I A.
Yeah.
Utopia Bistro.
Okay.
And the address is 5047 West Pico. And it's in Santa Monica.
Okay.
And it's free to get in. It's open at 4:20 in the evening. And he says they play until. So you can you can buy food and drinks, but there's no cover charge.
And it starts at 4.
But go to 4:20.
4:20 in the evening.
Yeah. They know what that means. And if you're a smoker, you could smoke and everything inside there. Yep.
Okay.
4:20.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying to make that. Yeah.
Was there anything else you would like to share with us, Doc I, before we?
Love.
Okay. Like you're cutting up something good to eat or something.
Of course, I'm a cook. I'm going to cook. Right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask Marjorie, we cooks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Roxy, are you with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
Doc is an excellent cook. And even though he doesn't eat meat, I see him cook meat that people
oh,
love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep. Yep, that's a... See my kitchen? I'm going to prepare some... I'll make some callaloo and all kind of thing and callaloo. some brown rice. Well, Trinidad callaloo is different.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this interview with Doc Ike tonight.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I would like to thank everybody who listened and all the hosts and everything.
Thank
I want
you
to thank
for
you all
sharing,
very much.
Yeah, man. All your history and experiences yeah. and talents with us.
Sharing is caring, so that's good.
And if you do have something else that's coming out anytime in the future yes. or you have a performance, please share it with us. If you got a music coming out,
yeah.
you should come
Well, yeah,
back
I have some music coming out next couple of months. But okay. I would say like in May, June, somewhere there, I want to release a couple of songs.
Okay,
couple new songs
would,
I have.
We would love for you to come and share it with us so we can let everyone hear it.
Okay.
Music.
Thank you very much. God bless everyone.
How can people get in touch with the eye?
You could ping dakai.banzoogle. I'm on banzoogle.com and everything is there. That's my webpage. Dakai, Dakai, dakai.banzoogle, banzoogle.com. And as you do that, as you Google that and talk, everything is there. Music, you know.
Okay.
Bio, music, video, banzoogle.com.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome. Thank everyone. Have a blessed, wonderful day, module. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. The host. And
yes.
love it. And
thank
I would
you.
Love
thank
to you, do bro. It anytime. You're welcome. Blessing.
And we'll see you on Sunday.
Yes.
That's
yes.
right.
Thank you. Blessing.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. It's been wonderful.
Give thanks, family.
Yeah.
Good vibes. Good vibes.
All right.
Good vibes.
I'm ready.
You ready for the song, Jinjay and Mashariki?
Yes.
As always.
That's really song.
That's my Sharika singing.
Oh.
Sessions with host DMJ, my Sharika and Rasaki.
That's not you, Mashariki.
No, that's not me.
I know it. Excellent show, everybody. Thanks for attending.
Thank you.
And we got to do it again and again and again and again.
Till we satisfied.
So have
yes.
a great blessed rest of the weekend. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, my dear. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Blessings. Yes.
Blessings. Good night.
Blessed love. Mm-hmm.